The Viennese composer Franz Schubert composed Winterreise in 1827, the year before his death at age 31. Winterreise, or Winter Journey, is a cycle of 24 songs on poems by Wilhelm Müller. It occupies a very special place in the repertoire of Lieder, or art song. First of all, Schubert was arguably the greatest composer of Lieder that history has ever seen. He was certainly the most prolific. He composed more than 600 Lieder over his career. And that entire catalog is remarkably consistent in its supreme level of artistry. But as impressive as Schubert's complete contribution to the Lieder repertoire may be, Winterreise nevertheless stands out. Many consider it to be the definitive work of the art song literature. Earlier this year, I spoke with Gilbert Kalisch about Schubert's music and this particular cycle.
First of all, even historically, even though Mozart wrote very beautiful songs, and actually so did Haydn, and Beethoven struggled with that medium, but wrote, you know, some wonderful songs. It was secondary to them, to Haydn, to his instrumental works and his choral works. And I would say for Mozart, it was a kind of outgrowth of his love of opera. And the songs are wonderful and expressive, but not huge in quantity. And Beethoven, who struggled to write his opera so desperately, it was just not the medium that he seemed to feel most comfortable or in which he could express himself most easily. And in his natural voice, his music somehow was not lending itself to that kind of intimacy. So historically, there was nobody quite like Schubert. I think there are over 600 songs, and it was just something that was central to his life. The kind of miniature world of song in which an incredible drama can be presented in sometimes 1 minute and sometimes 3 or 4 minutes, in which many different moods can find themselves juxtaposed one against another, seemed to be a world in which he could naturally produce that just poured out of him.
Sie pfiff den armen Flüchtling aus.
And I guess perhaps the society and the way music functioned in the society in which one was moving away from the support of royalty, and there were less patrons of that sort, and there was more a kind of informality of house events, of people making music together, that encouraged this kind of work from Schubert. House events where he was playing the piano and his friends were the singers. It was not even concert music of sorts. It was house music. And it seemed to just conform to his nature, his ability to go from sunshine to shadow, from the most sweet-natured, warm-hearted optimistic to the most tragic in a flash, in an instant. Winterreise, of course, is a particular cycle.
Gil told me about his experience of performing Winterreise with the tenor John Vickers, who had a very close affinity to the cycle.
Said, this piece, I have devoted the last year of my life now to this piece. I think it is the most important thing that I've ever encountered.
I asked Gil for his thoughts on what it is about Winterreise that inspires people, both performers and audiences, on such a deep level.
Well, it's a conjunction of things. First of all, I think it epitomizes the art of this great composer. It's, you know, crystallized in these 24 songs. It's a very kind of universal theme of journey to death in a certain way. And it's tremendously, well, it's full of grief, it's full of sorrow, it's full of despair. Maybe that's not the most attractive elements of our life, but they're very real elements in our life. The fact that Schubert wrote them at the end of his life. The songs talk about nature, and they talk about loneliness and lost love and searching. They're kind of universal themes, and certain symbolic poems, the poem about the crow flying over and over, waiting for the inevitable. And it's just a very immensely powerful. There's no way back from the cycle either. You can't get away from it. You can't get out of its way. The music is so sublimely beautiful, even in its painfulness. So that's what the cycle sort of says to me. I mean, how a storm can be with just a piano and voice. Schubert, certainly, you never miss having other instruments. You wouldn't want it. I mean, it almost couldn't be transcribed for orchestra. Because the intimacy of two people, the one instrument and the singer, is part of the magic of it. So those are his songs. But this one particularly, I mean, he didn't write too many cycles. Schoenemihlerin and Winterreise, the Schwaningesang is a collection of late songs that have been put together. It's not a cycle. So he was really serious about putting this together as a drama, as a story, and including all kinds of very beautiful songs that are just warm and loving, that deal with nature generally, and that are a kind of moment of relief in this really inevitably tragic story. Every once in a while in the set there's a song that speaks of a beautiful tree or a brook, then usually turns dark even in the same song, but there's exquisite songs. Freud und Leide zu nehm ich immer fort. But then, aside from all of that, is the total profundity of the music. That's something that one can't really describe or quantify. That from the first note to the last note, there's a kind of amazing journey. and that it takes many detours, but it's always heading toward the same path, toward the end. And it's nothing that you would do, there's not one song that you would do lightly, that you would do without somehow coming to grips with it, especially the singer who's dealing with the text and dealing with these life questions. But it's the music. It's the music. It's a great, great master at the height of his power, whether it be the end of his life or not. It's like those great works that do that for us, that require that of us, and that you never tire of, and that you never quite can conquer, and that you never find the way of doing that. You always need to be searching for a way that tries to do it justice.
Des Himmels graues Kleid, die Wolken verzerren flattern, umher in Mattenstreit. Und rote Feuerflammen ziehen zwischen ihnen hin, was wenn ich einen Morgen so recht nach meinem Sinn.
There are any number of really profound and great songs, but the fact that this is all put together, the way it's put together, the juxtaposition of the different works, the power of the whole cycle, just that really puts it at the pinnacle without any question. I mean, maybe he could have done that other times if he felt like putting together groups of songs, but here he really wanted to set a story. And yes, it is one of the masterpieces.
Drüben hinterm Dorfe steht ein Leiermann. Und mit starren Fingern dreht er, was er kann. Wankt er hin und her. Und sein kleiner Teller bleibt ihm immer.
If you'd like to hear more of my conversation with Gil Kalish, you can do so by visiting us online at www.musicatmenlo.org/multimedia and clicking on Audio Notes Outtakes. This is a new feature we're trying this year. Audio Notes Outtakes includes more insights and anecdotes from festival artists into this season's repertoire that we weren't able to fit onto these CDs. In the outtakes of this interview, Gil tells the story of his first experience performing Winterreise. You can hear that and other conversations. Again, that's online at www.musicatmenlo.org/multimedia. Click on Audio Notes Outtakes.